I'm going to start off asking Jim Mutry, just as he was swallowing some water. Jim, let's just get a basic question out of the way, and that is, why do you think insurance is important to corporate counsel?
I like that you started with a basic question for me. I think it's insurance is important for corporate counsel, obviously for the corporation, in large part, or one primary reason is I think I'm guilty of, and probably a lot of counsel as well, is underestimating potential liabilities that we have to a degree. Kind of maybe when times are good, it's going to continue like this. You know, we don't have a lot of issues going on right now, or this is a one-time event. It's not going to happen again. We couldn't be that stupid again. that we'll correct this. So, again, maybe overestimating the clear sailing and underestimating the fact of you're going to have continuing problems in the future. You know, every business does. Every company does. There's a few ways, though. I mean, insurance obviously is one way to mitigate risk. It's, as we all know, it's not the only way. And if we had an unlimited budget, it would be easy just to, outsource it all, and I'd get a pretty good insurance policy that I felt pretty good about. But there's other ways to do it that we work on. Then you have to, clearly insurance has its place in that hierarchy. You know, obviously you can get out of a line of business, which isn't really realistic in general as an approach, but you can take, as we all I'm sure do, steps to mitigate the risk. I mean, we have a enterprise risk management program that we go over with our board, and there's SEC requirements about that, and our management team goes over that repeatedly, as well as our audit committee.